That's WGLT Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University. Radio Munson here till 9 o'clock tonight. Green Dolphin Street. Isn't that a great version of that song? Arranged by Gordon Goodwin, the multi-talented band leader from the West Coast, who played piano on that, although he plays a bunch of different instruments. And his band is called Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. Except, well, you know the story. He spells fat, P-H-A-T. Gets a lot more attention that way. We're off and running on hour number two of Radio Munson. I'm going to play something by Nena Freelon tonight. N-N-E-N-N-A. Four N's in her first name. Nena Freelon. She raised, I think, three kids, and she was working as a healthcare administrator, and she was branded a Sarah Vaughan imitator when her first album came out back in the early 90s. But then her style sort of evolved, and her recordings over the last 10, 15 years show her as a singer with a style all her own. Here's Nena Freelon doing the song that Nat King Cole wrote the lyrics to and also recorded, called Straighten Up and Fly Right. And Freelon is accompanied by no instruments at all, but just by the gospel jazz vocal ensemble Take Six. Nat Cole always said he based the lyrics he wrote on a sermon that his dad used to deliver. His dad was a preacher on the south side of Chicago. And so the song implies more than just a story about a monkey and a buzzard. Nena Freelon and Take Six.
You know, if you're gonna fly, you need to fly right.
Hey, I wish you could fly.
Baby, you do bigger than
a fly.
Baby, you do, for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, now listen, Jack, straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool, cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The birds told the monkey, you are choking me. Release your hold and I'll set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in his eye and said, your story's so touching, sounds like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa. Your top.
Your top.
Bayo, 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 bayo. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in his eye. Said your story so touching it sounds like a lie. Straighten up, Papa.
Straighten up, Papa. Won't you please stay right?
Keep it cool. Keep it cool.
Fly right, Papa.
Oh, straighten up, Papa. Oh, won't you please stay right?
Papa, won't you please stay right?
Keep it cool.
Don't you blow your top.
Fly right, Papa. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa. Blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use in jiving? Straighten up and fly right.
Oh,
cool down, Papa.
Don't you blow
your top.
Nena Freelon with Take Six. Don't need any instruments here on Radio Munson. Tony Bennett certainly doesn't.
All of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I wanna lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart. Why not take all of me? Play it, Ralph. Goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? Yes, you took that part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me? Take all of me.
Tony Bennett with Ralph Sharon, who was his piano player at the time. I think it was 1997 when he did an album saluting Billie Holiday, and that was on it. So we get a little vocal version of a song that we played by Benny Carter a little bit earlier on here on the show this evening. Tony was 71 when he recorded that in 1997. And I play that because I was thinking about Tony Bennett and what a glorious career he's had and how great a representative he is of the greatest generation. I mean, he's been upbeat. He's been generous with his time and with his talent for all of these years. And, of course, he's supplied us with so much great music. A lot of singers begin to lose it as they get older. And I don't know about you, but I cringe a little bit when I hear a singer who, you know, has sort of lost it. But then I feel better, again, when I hear the nuance in their voices. I mean, you know, age does that. I mean, it gives you that. So age takes away, but it also gives you a little bit. Tony Bennett is 89 years old now and has just recorded a new album. And it was not one of those duets albums that everybody else has done. Well, Tony's done them as well, you know, duets with all the current singers. He's done all that. But he sat down with Bill Charlap's trio, pianist Bill Charlap and his trio, and did an album called The Silver Lining, Songs of Jerome Kern, and just did them, I think, a lot of credit. Tony Bennett, at 89, still knows how to interpret a song.
And when I told them how beautiful you are, they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your cheeks, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest girl that one could see. And when I tell them and I'm certainly gonna tell them I'm the man whose wife one day you'll be. They'll never believe me. They'll never from this great big world you've chosen me. Thank you. I'm certainly gonna tell them. And I'm the man whose wife one day you'll be. They'll never believe me. They'll never believe me. That from this great big world you've chosen.
Tony Bennett, at 89, still has it, yeah. Lionel Hampton, here in a few minutes on Radio Munson. Here's Rosemary Clooney with Nelson Riddle Span.
Some of these days, you'll miss me, honey. Some of these days, you'll feel so lonely. You'll miss my hugging, you'll miss my kissing, you'll miss me, honey, when you go away. I feel so lonely, just for you only, 'cause you know, honey, you've had your way. And when
Support for JLT comes from the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, providing a weekly calendar of events.
Hi, this is Matt Hawkins, Sports Marketing Manager for the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau and Sports Commission. Here are some of the great events happening in our area this weekend. On Friday at 5 p.m., the Downtown Bloomington Association is hosting First Friday. All day Saturday, the Central Illinois Poultry Club annual show will be held at the Interstate Center. It's family weekend at Illinois State University. Join Redbirds from all over the country at Hancock Stadium for the Missouri Valley Football Conference game starting at 12 p.m. Also on Saturday, the second annual Northern Exposure Music Festival kicks off at noon with great music starting at 1 p.m. With more vendors and food trucks on hand, this year's event will focus on regional artists from the Chicago area. Also, each paid admission receives a raffle ticket good for a chance to win a $1,500 Les Paul guitar. For more information on these events or to submit an event, visit the Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau website at visitbn.org.
Thank you. see, ring him bell. Oh boy, music swell. If you like it, just lift up your head and yell. Oh, mister, ring them bells. Do 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 do. Do do da 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 da. Run it up, 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 run it up. Oh, mister, ring them bells.
In the fall of 1938, Lionel Hampton may well have been the most exciting jazz performer on the scene anywhere. The vibes were a relatively new instrument at that time, and Hamp, of course, had them mastered. He was a wonderful drummer as well, and just a great showman, and he's the guy who did the vocal there with... that was Cootie Williams playing trumpet on Ring Them Bells. It was Jess Stacy, the piano player, to whom Hamp referred, ringing them bells. And Edgar Sampson was the guy that played the baritone saxophone. Sonny Greer was anchored the rhythm section playing drums. 1938. Hamp, because of his drumming talent and because he used those mallets playing the vibes, had an interesting way of playing the piano. I mean, he was an accomplished pianist. But he would play it using just his index finger in each hand, and just as he would use mallets. And a couple of months after he recorded that one, Ring Them Bells, he was in the studio again with a great band that included Ziggy Elman on trumpet and Toots Bondallo on clarinet and Ben Webster on tenor and Al Casey on guitar. And there were a couple other guys. Slick Jones was playing drums. And Lionel Hampton was playing that two-fingered piano on I Found a New Baby. Thank you. I Found the New Baby, 1938. Can you imagine people buying that 78 RPM record and playing, just wearing it out, playing it over and over, saying, how does Hamp do that? Anyway, well, he did it. I mean, he was some entertainer. 829 here in the great Midwest. I don't know where you are this evening. This is a great evening here in central Illinois. Get used to it because, as Keeley Smith points out, we're going to have a lot of them coming up like this.
There will be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another? They won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yeah, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true?
That's Keeley Smith with Nelson Riddle's great arrangement here on Radio Munson. First day of October, first night of October. Yeah. Well, the moon rises about 9:30 here our time. You going to be ready for that?
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. And all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. And all the night magic seems to whisper and hush, and all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know that the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. Anytime I touch you, just tremble inside, and I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Thank you.
Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know that the time is just right. And straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. Anytime I touch you, you just tremble inside. And I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more with you, my love? Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my just one more moon dance with you. Yes, I do.
John Clayton arranged that for Michael Bublé, Van Morrison's song called Moon Dance. Well, the moon's going to be big. It's on the wane now, but it's going to be big and shiny and very visible here in central Illinois this evening. It's good way to spend the wee small hours of the morning, all night long here, gazing at the moon. It's a great song, in the wee small hours of the morning. Pianist Gene Harris with his super band.
Thank you. Support for GLT comes from the Farmers Market in historic downtown Bloomington, proudly featuring locally sourced produce and meats, flowers and plants, live music and art, and more each Saturday from 7:30 to noon. More information at downtownbloomington.org. This is GLT.
In the wee small hours of the morning, pianist Gene Harris and his super band. Let's do a little reprise with these guys and have them back. Ernie Andrews.
It's very clear. Love is here to stay. Not for you, my dear, forever and a day. The telephone and the movies we used to know. We're just a passing fancy. In time we'll show. But love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In times the Rockies may crumble, you brought to me time. They're only made of clay, and our love is here to stay. I'm talking about me.
Ernie Andrews. What an exciting singer with Gene Harris and his super band on Radio Munson on GLT. From the campus of Illinois State University, here's Blossom Dearie.
I'm old-fashioned. I love the moonlight. I love the old-fashioned things. The sound of rain upon my window pane. The starry song that April sings. This year's fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be, as long as you'll agree to stay old-fashioned with me. Sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be, as long as you'll agree.
That's Jack Sheldon's trumpet behind Blossom Dearie, who also was a wonderful piano player. She's playing piano for herself on that recording in the Capitol Record Studios in Hollywood back in, I don't know, maybe it was 1963 or 60, 1964. There it is, 1964. Blossom Dearie. Here on Radio Munson, we don't play them if they don't swing. Some swing fast, some swing a little slower. On some, you have to turn the handle of the organ for the organ grinder swing, Jimmy Lunsford's band.
Thank you.
came around the first time in 1936. Cy Oliver was the guy who arranged that and played trumpet in Jimmy Lunsford's band. Cy Oliver was a great arranger. Did a lot of stuff for Benny Goodman and Tommy Dorsey a little bit later on. Had his own band for a while. Radio Munson here with Don in studio at the GLT studios on the campus of Illinois State University. We're here on Thursday nights from 7 to 9 Central Daylight Time. Wherever you're listening, we'd love to hear from you. My email address is don@wglt.org. I want to do something by John Pizzarelli here with George Shearing's quintet.
I used to think it might be fun to be anyone else but me. I thought that it would be a pleasant surprise to wake up as a couple of other guys. But now that I've found you, I've changed my point of view. And now I wouldn't give a dime to be anyone else but me. What a day. Fortune smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night. Suddenly you came in sight, looking just the way I hoped you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. I am simply thunderstruck at this change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you, never dreamed you'd want me to. Well, I'm so proud you chose me from all the crowd. Other guy I'd rather be. I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky to be me. Yeah. Thunderstruck at this change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you, never dreamed you'd want me to. Well, I'm so proud you chose me from all the crowd. There's no other guy I'd rather be. Well, I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky to be me. I'm so lucky to be me.
John Pizzarelli with the George Shearing Quintet. The album is called The Rare Delight of You. It's a good album. Yeah. Louis and Ella, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, coming up after the news from NPR. Stan Getz, Andre Previn, Joe Williams, Harry Allen, Miles Davis, all coming up here in the next half hour or so on WGLT Normal, Illinois, from the Illinois State University campus. I'm Don Munson. I've had a good time here with you tonight, but boy, the time's passed much too quickly. I thought we'd do a little just easy trio swing here with Dick Hyman playing piano and Milt Hinton on bass, and Butch Miles on drums, and that has to be Bucky Pizzarelli, John Pizzarelli's dad, playing guitar. I'll see you next Thursday night. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening.